Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy. As we begin to tell the enemy, I won't go back. I won't go back to the way that I used to be, because I've been in his presence and he has changed me. Father, we thank you for this hour of power. Lord, we yield to your anointing, to your Holy Spirit. Father God, yes, that's who you are. We acknowledge you in all of our ways. Our Father, which art in heaven, Holy, holy, holy is thy name. We call you holy, God. And Father, right now we just ask you in the name of Jesus that you would cover the lines, cover those that are on the line, the listeners, whether it be on phone lines or internet, or even those that are streaming live. Father, we ask you to cover them once again with the blood of Jesus. Cover their families, cover their ministries, cover every single thing that concerns them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you. We say thank you for another opportunity to talk to your people whom are called by your name. Father, we honor you and we adore you. And we know, Lord God, without you, nothing is possible. But because of you, God, all things are possible. So we say thank you this evening. We say thank you for another Super Sunday, another blessed day, another chance, Lord God, to come and talk about you and to share your glory, your goodness, to tell others about your glory. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask you to open up the ear gates of the listeners. Father, let a prophetic ear be open. Let a portal be open, God, in your people, so that we can not only hear the word, but we'll be doers of the word, that we'll be seekers of your will, God, that we'll be disciplined and we'll be disciples, God, to keep your word, to do your word, to embrace your word, to hear your voice, to speak what you say, God, and to be able to hear you clearly and to be accurate with our teaching, Lord, accurate with our word that comes from on heaven, on high. So, Father, right now we just pray that you speak through us and that your people hear what you're saying to your church. And we just decree it, declare it, in the name of Jesus. We say amen. Amen and amen. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost, all in one. Well, again, this is Prophetess Teresa Phillip Dox, and I am truly delighted and excited about every given opportunity to talk about the goodness of the Lord. And I give him all of the honor and all of the praises for who he is, how he moves, how he rules, and how he super rules in my life. Father, I just say thank you. And I just want to thank everyone that have tuned in, everyone that have joined us in this time of consecration, that you have set your life apart to be used by the Father. Set apart for the master's use. You know, that's so important that we understand that we have to make decisions to set ourselves apart so that God can use us. We are on a 30-day consecration, kingdom builders and kingdom daughters, intercessors, and we are excited. Every day God is doing something. I'm telling you, every day God is moving, and we have scriptures for every day. God has a mandate, not just for this ministry, but for every ministry. So we are calling it Super Sunday, and we thank you for joining us for our Super Sunday. We'll be here every Sunday in the month of October. Today is October the 12th, so we have been in our consecration for 12 days, and our scripture for today, I'm going to read it to you. It is, praise the Lord, 1 Peter 1, verse 10 and 11, as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that will come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what persons or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating, as he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glory to follow. So we pray that you are inspired by the Word of God, for truly the Word of God inspires me. Every time I read the Word, God always gives some type of revelation from the Word. But tonight, we're going to be talking about a prophetic edge in the realm of prophecy, understanding how to hear God. And you know, as we talked about on last week, how God was speaking and the different people in the Bible that God had spoken to, and how God have always spoke, and he's always going to speak. He's not going to stop speaking. So it's important that we have an ear to hear what Christ is saying to his church, what he's saying. We're the church. So we need to be able to engage in the prophetic realm. You know, we study the Word, and sometimes you may study and not hear, or may study and not understand what you have read, or study and forget what you have studied. We talked about that on last week. But we talked about the Spirit, how the Spirit spoke to Philip and Peter and Paul and on. You can go and listen to an archive, the teaching for last Sunday, how he spoke to Samuel, and on. So I want you to make sure that you go into archives and listen to the teaching from last week. But tonight, turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy, and I have a few scriptures that I will be giving you. 1 Timothy 4 and 14. 1 Timothy 4 and 14. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The Word says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyter. Then I want you to turn to Acts 13. We're going to read 2 and 3. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them out. And I think that's key. They sent them out to do what? The whole mission is to go and do the work, not to neglect the gift that's inside of thee, but to go do the work. You know, and this realm is prophetically set aside for those that are called to work the work of them that sent you. Are you called to do a work for the Master? Are you called to hear the voice of the Lord? Is there a prophetic anointing on you? I mean, do you sometimes know things and don't know how you know it, or before things happen, you already knew that it was going to happen? Or you may have seen something developing and you felt like, I know what's going to happen. I see that something is developing, and you didn't really know how you knew, but for some reason you just knew that it was going to happen. Was it wisdom, or was it earthly wisdom? Was it godly wisdom, or was it, you know, the old people used to say, elderly people would say, mother wit. You know, may see a young person and they'll say, wow, he or she got mother wit on them, or got a lot of wisdom for their age, or you can see that God is with that child, or, and the elderly people could see things. And they didn't really know how they knew. They just knew they knew what they knew. So there's a gift inside of all of us. There's not just one gift, but there's many gifts that's inside. And we go to church and we hear the word, and a lot of times those gifts are not birthed out. And sometime when they're not birthed out, we may be at a place of unrest, you know, never satisfied, because that gift is sitting there and is dormant. It's just there. And sometime we might get at a place of unrest, and some people may self-destruct. And instead of using that gift to be a blessing, gift sometimes become a curse instead of a blessing. So we're going to talk about tonight about different type of prophetic gifts that's inside of each and every one of us. Paul said to desire all of the gifts. Now we're going to talk about the prophetic presbyter today, tonight. We're going to talk about the different type of prophetic gifts, and I want you to listen carefully to the different types of prophetic gifts. A presbyter, which a prophetic presbyter we know is like an elder, this realm is set aside for the ones that are one part of the body of Christ that's in the fivefold. And it's a ministry of those who have been proven to be called ministry leaders. It's like those that when they say go to the elders of the body, a presbyter would be an elder. And you have prophetic elders that can just speak into your life, can activate you. Have you ever met someone that when they speak into your life or lay hands on you, you just feel like everything has been lifted and released? Or you may have certain people in the church that you know you can go to, and when you could just get to them, you feel better after they have counseled you and spoken with you and encouraged you, and you feel like the load has been lifted. That's an anointing. That's a prophetic anointing. And then we got prophetic evangelists, evangelism like Philip in Acts 8. Remember when he was talking to the eunuch, and one of an example of this realm of prophetic is Jesus, when Jesus was evangelizing, when Philip was, when the eunuch was dealing with Philip, and the eunuch was sitting there alone. How did Philip know about him? About the Samaritan woman at the well, when God can speak to an individual or even a group and give specific information like who, what, why, where, when, and they will, when they just know things, when they approach different situations and they impact individuals and group. Even when you're evangelizing and you may be out there and you may be going about the Great Commission, and when you get to a certain person, God just start telling you stuff about them. you know, and what did the Samaritan woman say? She wanted to know, how did Jesus know all this about her? How did he know? That was he prophesied. He was speaking into her life. He knew all about her before. She did not know that Jesus was going to come to her like that. And then sometime you might, like even with preaching, prophetic preaching, 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, the word says, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. God will give us an ability to speak the oracles of God. God is in all things, and that he would be glorified through these things that we say and speak upon others' lives. So we have to always give him the glory as we speak what he give us to speak, what he give us to say. Prophetic preaching, you may have been in a sermon and the preacher began to speak some things. And you know that he was talking, or she was talking directly to you. You know, you ever been prophesied to, and you they may have told you, maybe this person gonna go somewhere and get a job, or a person may have been in prison, and that person gonna come home, or finance is coming your way. It's not the person. It's the Spirit of God, the oracles of God upon the person's lip, that they're able to speak it because they heard what God was saying. I mean, have you ever noticed how two people can listen to the same sermon and have a completely different comment about how the Lord spoke to them through it? But the prophetic preaching went forth, and one person may have heard one thing, and another person may have heard something totally different, but it's the oracle of God being spoken, and you get just what you need. And the next person get just what they need. See, God can use prophetic preaching and bring that message forth to speak right into the heart of many individuals. And everybody get what they need, exactly what that person need to hear. And so in this instance, preaching is not simply going and getting the word for a sermon on Sunday, but allowing the Lord to speak through the person or through you prophetically so that it can flow within his message. And I like to say a right now word, a rhema word, a word that will literally speak. And prophecy is normally by divine inspiration. So you may not know what you're going to say when you get up there to minister or to be used of God. Even revelation knowledge will come forth. And many times even through it, God, you may hear the man or woman of God saying, thou saith the Lord. And there's very obviously a flow of the prophetic when you hear certain words coming forth, because you know, how would they know that? I never told nobody. Sometimes when you have a prophetic gift of seeing, being a seer, sometimes you just see things. The person could be standing there, and God will show you either their gifts or areas that they may need to be enhanced or areas that they need to be encouraged in. So God will allow you to see these things on individuals. Even prophecy of Scripture, you know, the Scripture will speak, and it will even prophesy to you. 2 Peter 1, verses 20 through 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's what the word says. For the prophecy cannot in old times by the will of man, but by holy men of God, spake as they were moved. See, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give you an unction to speak things and to prophesy. We can't do it on our own, but we have to be yielded vessels, totally yielded. And the scripture will prophesy to you. Prophecy of the scripture is the only prophecy that we can claim as legitimate prophecy, because the prophecy is going to always line up with the scripture. It's going to always be biblical based. So right now we are seeing great revelation in the end time prophecy. But we also see the word, it comes alive for the church to move, to mobilize, to be equipped. Foundational truths are being birthed out. Foundational truths. And it could be something going on in the church. You can speak a right now word. You can speak over that situation, and it'll come to pass. Foundational truths are being restored in the body of Christ. See, all prophetic utterance are to be judged by the written word. So when a word is prophesied, it's going to be judged by the written word. The word is going, it's going to line up with the word of God. If it's coming from a real prophet of God, it's going to always line up with the word of God. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, then you can go back and pray and ask God, is this from your man or woman of God? Now, if somebody say, you know, God said do this, and you know that it does not line up with the word, the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit to know if it's God. So that what that mean is, it's going to line up with God's word. And the word's going to tell us when it's not God. Love is God. God is love. God is love. And so someone coming with a spirit opposite of love, is that God? We're going to talk about the spirit of prophecy next. See, prophecy in Revelation 19 and 10, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm going to read the B clause, where it talks about for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we have a testimony. The Bible says that we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So we give our testimony, and the enemy is overcame. We overcome him by giving testimonies of what God has done. So for the testimony of Jesus, the Bible says, is the spirit of prophecy. See, it's an anointing. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that enables you and I and anyone who may not even have the gift of prophecy, or who may not be called to the office of a prophet, to speak forth under the inspiration of God. And most times there is not a retention of the gift, but when we hear God, we don't have to say I'm a prophet. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a prophet to prophesy, but it's a gift, and we can all operate in that gift. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when prophecy comes forth and it lines up with the word of God, don't come against it. Don't come against prophecy. Because God wants us to hear what he's saying. And then some have walk in the office of a prophet. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, and then even in Acts, and you can write these scriptures down, Acts 13 and 1. The office of a prophet is one of the fivefold ministry gifts. And so you can turn to Ephesians 4 and 11. and it tells you what the gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts are for. It's to edify. It's for the equipping of the saints. So the office of a prophet is to equip the saints so that the saints can be well equipped to go out and to win souls, equipped. And so all that are called to the fivefold, and especially in the office of a prophet, are going to prophesy, should have a prayer life. How can you walk in any office for God and you don't have a prayer life? All it is, a prayer life, is saying, I have a conversation with my Father, and he has a conversation with me. So conversation, meaning there's two involved to communicate. So God's communicating with me as I communicate with him. So I take situations to God, and God gives me answers. So if you are going to tap into the prophetic realm, a lot of people don't know much about the prophetic realm. And all it is talking to God, hearing the voice of the Father. So we all should be able to hear God. Why don't we hear God? You know, as we humble ourselves, as we acknowledge him, and we go in his presence, and we ask him to open up our mind, our ears, our heart, so that we can hear him. We go into a place of meditation, and we leave all our burdens, all of our cares outside, and we go into that secret place. And every time your mind decides to wander off, we bring it into subjection. We make it obey. And we have authority over our mind. We have authority over our thoughts. And it's important that you rule in authority, afraid of situations. You know, you can't be afraid that this is going to happen or that is going to happen. We have to trust God. And he knows when we trust him. He knows everything about us. He knows when we believe him. He knows, you know, I remember this one time I was, I think I was at a store, a grocery store or something, and I heard the Lord say, go and lay hands on her and you know, minister to the lady. And all I was thinking was, you know, Lord, I don't know her, and I don't know how she's going to receive me laying hands on her. And you said, don't lay hands on no man suddenly. So I'm thinking, you know, okay, I got to trust you with this one. So, of course, before you're going to lay hands, you're going to ask, is it okay? You're going to ask before you prophesy, is it okay if I speak a word from the Lord? You got to ask permission because you want them to receive what you're saying. You don't want to invade nobody, so you want to ask. And so the Lord told me to do it. So I was with another woman of God, and she's a pastor. So I told her, you know, what the Lord was telling me to do. And so she said, come on. And that's another thing. You want to be connected with people that have kindred spirit, that have a faith walk, that have a prayer life. So she said, come on. So we went over there, and I began to minister and talk to the lady and speak over her life, and she began to cry. And as she began to cry, she was receiving. And she said to me, well, how did you know that? She said, I came to the store just so I could get away, and I asked God to speak to me. And she said, and I wasn't hearing anything. She said, and then you walked up to me. So it's incumbent upon us to be obedient when we hear God speak. He will speak, and he will tell you to do things, and you may not understand it, but that's okay, because he's all-knowing, because he is God all by himself, and because he rules, and because he super rules. It's important that we hear and obey. It's important that we hear and obey. So if you saying, I can't hear when God speak, I'm going to encourage you to get in a quiet place. Stay in his presence. And ask him to activate your ear gate. Anoint your ears. And we'll be in the faith fight with you that it's going to come to pass, that you're going to begin to hear God. And not only are you going to hear God, but you're going to begin to prophesy. And I believe that you are already prophesying. I believe that you are already hearing God, but you are trying to, you're in the valley of decision. You're trying to make sure, is this God that I'm hearing, or is this the enemy? And as I said earlier, it's going to always line up with the Word of God. And let's see what verse this is. The Bible says in Colossians 3:16, it says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and scripture and spiritual songs, and singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So we need to understand that as we release, as God releases voice, sometime a song might come in your spirit. You ever found yourself, you just begin to sing? And as we're singing, we're blessing those that are hearing us. And sometime when God speaks, you might begin to sing a prophetic song. You may not even know where these words came from, but you're hearing these words in your spirit. God is restoring his people so that we can know his voice and not follow a stranger. There's a method to prophesying, and I want to encourage you to understand that when you read the Word and the Word become hidden in your heart, the Bible says that I might not sin against you, against thee. So you read the Word, and sometimes we try to read a whole lot of scriptures. But I want to encourage you to take one or two scriptures and meditate on those two scriptures. And as you meditate on the scriptures, God is going to begin to speak. And I prophesy that over you, that when you get into a place of meditation with the Word, that you're going to begin to hear God's voice. And not only are you going to hear God, you're going to begin to see spiritual things concerning your loved ones. And God is going to use you to be the answer to someone else's problem. You're going to be able to help them deal with their situations. such as providing direction or giving correction or even pronouncing declarations. And I decree right now that you're going to walk in a heavy revelation gift, that God is going to reveal things to you in the name of Jesus. This is what God wants. He wants his people to be able to walk and not get weary in well-doing. He wants us to be able to sow into other people's lives to make them better, to make them stronger, to make them trust him. Timothy 4 and 14. And it's talking about imparting spiritual gifts. Imparting spiritual gifts. See, the prophet is given a special ability to know God's gifts and callings in a person's life and to activate the saints into their membership ministry. That's a gift that most prophets, I'm going to say every prophet, I think it's something that God put inside of us, and I believe it's in everyone, to be honest with you, that as you read the Word and as you grow in the Word, if you're not afraid to step out into areas that you are not aware of, God will take you places and he'll show you things like he did John. God will take you places in the spirit realm. If you be in prayer about somebody, you're praying, and you believe in God for an answer, he'll show you an answer for that particular person. So as we continue to read the Word, the gifts are stirring up. They're stirring up. As we continue to study, as we continue to pray, as we continue to fast, as we continue to go into consecration, as we continue to separate ourselves, as we continue to be faithful to the Word, continue to live a holy lifestyle, and then you get closer and closer to the Father. As you can, we continue to forgive those that have despitefully used us, as we continue to love in spite of. God began to pour a fresh anointing in our lives as we continue to give ourselves away so he can use us. And then your ear get keener, your eyes get clearer. 2020. You know, sometimes you feel closer to God than others. Spend time, separate yourself, sacrifice a seed, a financial seed. All of these things bring blessings. When we sow into ministries, and when you sow into a ministry that's doing the work of the Father, you begin to see some things happening in your life. You start seeing things happen when you're sowing into good grounds. We're just going to take a couple-minute break, and I'm going to play I Give Myself Away to be used by the Father, and I'll be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell him. Here I am.
Here I am.
Thank you.
by you.
So can you see, I give myself away.
When we totally just give ourselves away, then you begin to hear God. When we totally just give ourselves away, totally leaning, depending on Him, trusting Him, He's going to always show up. That's the kind of God that we have. That is the kind of God that we serve. God has no particular person. God want to use all of His people. Yes, you might have some that's called to the fivefold, but I tell you what, He have all kind of gifts, all kind of things that He have for His people to do. No one is no specialer than the other one. We're all God's people. And it's to be able to find oneself, to find that place where your heart is lining up with the will of the Father. God is looking for our hearts to be at a place of peace and love, forgiveness. You know, just get over the past and press in to a place where God can use you. I say, create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me, that I might not sin against thee. So let's just give ourselves away tonight.
I give myself away.
say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Lord, that God don't look at our past, but he look at our future. So every day is a new day. Every day is a new beginning. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So we embrace the season that we're in. We embrace the newness. We surrender to God. And when we totally surrender to him, we go into a place of prayer, a place of meditation, and then we know in our heart that he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said that when we call him, that he would answer. He said that we have not because we ask not. So we began to ask, we began to believe, we began to see, we began to hear, and we began to grow, and we began to go. Where are we going? The Bible says that we're going to the highways and the byways to compel men and women to come to Christ. That is the assignment that we have as the body of Christ. We go to the household of faith so that we can get the word. We go to the household of faith so that we can interact with our brothers and sisters in Christ and be strengthened. Strengthened for what? Strengthened for the battle. Strengthened to go out. Strengthened to do the work. That we might not sin against the Father. When we're not doing the work, are we sinning against the Father? Every day is a precious day. Every moment is a precious moment. It's time for God's people to grow up so that we may be not just hearers of the word, that we'll be doers, that we won't just depend on leadership or pastor. We won't just depend on the ministers. We won't just depend on the evangelists, but we will go out to do the work of the Father. So is it not the will of the Father that we're vessels to be used? We're vessels created in his image, created in his likeness, created to be his hands, created to do the work. You know, there's a governmental authority that God have given for all of his people. And we are to go out and get those people. Some of them may not ever come to the household of faith. But the Bible says that every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And we believe the word. So because we are called by his name, because we have turned from our wicked ways, and because we have, in the name of Jesus, because we have humbled ourselves and we have prayed and we seek his face, the land is healed. We call the land healed. We call our young men healed. We call them saved. We call them doers of the word. We call them men and women of God. We speak prophetically over them. We grow in Christ. And every day, God bless us with something new, a new gift, a new anointing, a new word. So I just want to encourage you tonight. Spend quiet time with the Father. Don't be afraid to speak what you hear. Don't be afraid to step into a dead situation. Don't be afraid to speak life on something that seems like it's not possible. Don't be afraid to trust God. Don't be afraid to step into a situation and be the voice. Don't be afraid, because fear is not of God. Don't be afraid that you're going to be sick. Don't be afraid that you're going to forget. Don't be afraid, because the enemy, he strives and he lives off of fear. And God flourishes off of our faith. So we decree a thing and it shall be established. We declare a thing and it shall manifest. We speak declarations. We speak skills and abilities. We speak revelation. We speak knowledge and wisdom and gifting. We speak it. And we expect it. And it manifests. So we connect ourselves with kindred spirit, people that believe what God says, people that don't doubt. Listen to what comes out of their mouth, and they'll tell you exactly where they are. You encourage them to grow. You encourage them, and I'm serious, as we begin to sow into ministries that's doing the will of the Father, then we're part of that blessing. Don't just go to church and sit there. Get involved, not just in the church, in the temple, but go out and do the work. That's where the work is to be done. You know, as we sit in ministry, we get abilities, we get skills to function in the giftings. But guess what? The giftings come forth by doing. The lepers were healed as they went. You don't be completely qualified, never. But as we lean and depend on God, He make us qualified. He qualifies us through our willingness. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, that you shall eat the good of the land. So you say, I'm willing, Lord. I know that I'm not qualified, but I know that I'm willing. I'm willing to be used by you. I'm willing to speak your voice. I'm willing to speak your heart. I'm willing to be used by you, God, because I know that in you all things are possible. So tonight, my job is to encourage you to go to that next realm in God. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how many skills and abilities you have. Are you willing to demonstrate the heart of God to His people? The Bible says in John 7 and 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be God or whether I speak of myself. In Matthew 7 and 21, the word says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Are we doing His will? In Hosea 6 and 3, the word says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. So we're only ready when we're willing. When we're willing to go and say, Lord, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm doing. But I trust you, and I trust that you're going to use me. And I trust that you're going to show up. And I trust that you're going to shift the atmosphere. And I trust that your anointing is going to come. I trust that you're going to show out. I trust that your glory is going to bless the people of God through me, because I'm willing. Are you willing? Are you willing to even have a phone ministry? Are you willing to be a blessing? Are you willing? Every member of the body of Christ is called to move, to flow, and minister in the supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. God has no respecter of person. You're the one. You're the great key to release a spiritual ministry upon those that you know and those that you encounter. You're the one that God want to use. You're the one that God want to join others together through your prophetic word that comes from him. You're the one that God want to shift the situation around for his glory. You're the one that God want to be consistent in this thing called ministry. God want to use you. God want to raise you up for his glory. God want to bless you so that when you go back to your family and you go back to your loved ones, that they see God in you. They see God through you. They hear God by your mouth, by what you say. Are you willing? Are you willing to do the work? And as you are willing to do the work, you will hear his voice. If you're willing to sacrifice, if you're willing, the Bible says that if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. What is the good of the land? When I think about the good of the land is the voice of God. In the name of Jesus. Inavo shanavo shate lekisi rama lekoroboshe. I can speak a blessing over those that are on the line. A prophetic anointing is coming to your house. A prophetic grace is at your door. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, we condemn. God condemns. It's already condemned in Jesus' name. I speak the blood of Jesus over your doorpost. I speak the blood of Jesus is on every situation that you encounter. I say thank you, Father, that we're part of your body. Father, I ask you that you would take everyone on this line, that they will begin, Lord God, like never before, to show your love. And even right now, God, that you would, in their quiet time with you, that they start hearing you clearly. I thank you for fixing every situation that concerned them. I thank you for healing family members. I thank you, God, that as they lay hands on the sick, that they shall recover. I thank you, Father, that they can send your word and they were healed. I thank you, Lord God, that everyone on this internet broadcast, that we are under your command to minister to one another, as you said it, God, in your word. In 1 Peter 4:10, God, you said, as every gift has, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Each one should use whatever gift that he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various form. So, Father, we know that the gifts are not ours to keep, but they're ours to give. So right now, I thank you that there's a singing anointing that's being birthed out in the spirit realm. Rabashe to Raboshe. I cancel fear out, and I thank you, Father, that the woman of God will begin to sing, and people will be healed because of her faith in you, God. I thank you, God, that even the woman of God, when she began to pray, Father, that people are getting healed because she dared to stand up in faith. I thank you, Father, that people are being healed because the man of God is stepping out and he's mentoring people. He's mentoring young men in Jesus' name. That they're being saved from jail. They're being saved from hell. They're being saved from themselves, God. I thank you right now, Father, that as I speak prophetically, that is your voice It's your will that your people grow, God. So right now, as we stand proxy on their behalf, Father, that you're raising up a dead thing and you're causing it to live again, Father, I ask you to blow the breath of life upon your people in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide in the name of Jesus. Father, let the ear gates be open. Let the eyes be open, God. Let the heart, let the mind be open, Father. So not only will they hear you, Lord, but, Lord, they will begin to see spiritual things, Father. I thank you, God, that you're revealing heaven to your people, God. In the name of Jesus. Never, ever to be the same again. In the name of Jesus. We decree it. We declare it. We expect it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as you rule. Thank you right now as you begin to reach up to heaven, not just with your arms, but with your heart. Let your heart soar. Let your heart be in expectation. Let your mind rest and let your heart be in expectation. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say right now, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, be majestic, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Let your power rest, let your spirit rest, God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Manifest. Bring forth the edification, God, as your people grow. In Jesus' name. We pray and we say amen. Again, I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to sing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing to be a blessing. And that gift is not for you. The gift is for someone else. Come forth. Come forth now in Jesus' name. Healing come with you being obedient. Healing come. Blessing comes with you being obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So your assignment for this week will be for you to get in God's presence. On next week, we will have open forum. I'll be opening up the lines so we can hear your testimonies, so we can hear your comments, so we can give God some glory. Get your journal and begin to write, because God is going to speak mightily. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Again, I want to thank you. I thank you for setting time apart for the Master's use. God's going to bless you for wanting more of him. to be a blessing for his people. Amen. With that being said, we're going to get ready to end the line. We love you with the love of Christ. And we need you to do the work of him that has sent you. As you begin to hear God, and you're going to hear him frequently in Jesus' name. It is so. Write it down. Write it down. Make it plain so that those that read it will be able to run with it. God bless everyone. Again, thank you. This is Prophetess Teresa Phillip Dox. And I will be here every Sunday for the month of October teaching and ministering to the souls of God's people. Invite someone to come. Invite someone to share in the word. We're going to be taking prayer requests. We're also going to be taking comments on next week. So again, we love you. We thank you. Have you such a blessed night tonight. Just look forward to getting in God's presence. We'll be on the prayer line tomorrow morning. If you'd like to join us, 218-895-0490. And the code is 772937. That is the word prayer. Invite someone. We'll be on the line every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We encourage you to join us. We encourage you to be blessed. We encourage you to stay encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'd like to say good night to all, and to all, have a very blessed evening tonight. And I pray that your day was supernaturally blessed. God bless everyone.